information you need to start your day right here on AM 1300 KGLO.
And good afternoon. We are at 12:34 here on your hometown news station, AM 1300 KGLO Mason City. Jesse Stewart in studio. Time now for the midday farm report here on KGLO. Currently at Radio Park in Mason City, that high wind warning in effect until 4 o'clock this afternoon. We have 39 degrees, overcast skies. We have a west wind at 38, gusting to 51 miles an hour. We'll get the latest weather conditions coming up here at about 12:58 today on KGLO. But right now, it's time for our Friday edition of KGLO Market Talk, brought to you by Corporate Farmer in Mason City. You can find out more about them at corporatefarmer.com. We'll get the latest market numbers, a full rundown here in just a little bit, but first we'll kind of talk about what we are seeing today and what we've seen this week across the market trade, and we will say hi to Matt Bennett with Bennett Consulting over in Central Illinois. And Matt, good to hear from you. Good afternoon. You're on KGLO Market Talk.
Yeah, it's good to hear from you, too. You know, today it's been just kind of a sideways, boring day, I guess. You kind of need something to get the markets this time of year excited. And with crude oil trading a little bit lower, I guess there really isn't anything, you know. Probably not going to go a whole lot lower, though, because we saw corn export sales were, you know, much better than what we've seen some here lately. So that was a good thing. They probably kept us stable on the day.
Yeah, and you mentioned it, crude trading about $1.12 lower a barrel right now at $29.65. The Dow, pretty steady. It's down about 46 points. And really, it's like you said, kind of a boring day. Markets haven't moved much, seeing soybeans down about a quarter to a half a penny across the board. Corn, same thing, really kind of trading around that unchanged mark. And wheat, kind of the same position as well. It, you know, almost kind of just, like you said, a boring end to a week. That really we haven't seen a lot of movement either. It's really kind of seems like everything's been stuck in a sideways trading range here, Matt.
Yeah, definitely. You know, and in fact, you know, as you know, these trading ranges have been just ungodly tight. I mean, it's unreal to see, you know, a 2 to 3 to 4 cent range. Even on soybeans, we were less than a nickel yesterday. And I mean, that's a tight trading range, and you come in here today and you can't really seem to move the market one way or the other. So obviously, you know, we need a little bit of news to kind of get us out of this, but I'd sure take unchanged over lower on the day any day of the week.
Yeah, definitely. Very true there. And, you know, you mentioned some of those exports and whatnot. Really, just kind of not a lot of news, nothing really helping the market move here this week. And it seems like we've kind of had that here, you know, the past couple of weeks, Matt.
Yeah, it's definitely been pretty quiet. I think one thing that I'll notice earlier on in the week, you know, we saw crude oil get a little bit of support. It definitely didn't hurt our corn and bean markets. If nothing else, we got a little bit of short covering. So, you know, we were looking like we were going to have a positive week, but regardless, it wasn't going to be a big jump to the plus side either way. And definitely, again, this time of year, we really need some news to kind of jolt the market. The weather in South America is more or less conducive for producing what we know to be a fairly large crop on corn and a huge crop on beans. And so, you know, it's just really tough to get these markets real excited at this point.
Well, you know, you think about it, any producers out there looking at some marketing, you know, we talk about the sideways range, really tight margins we're seeing right now, things just tight overall. Any advice for producers that are looking at doing any marketing on the grain? Should they wait for some news? Should they maybe look to do some marketing now to try and move some crop? What do you think?
Well, you know, as we have just talked about quite a bit here, the volatility is quite low. So if I'm a producer and I'm sitting here on a bunch of old corn and, you know, trying to figure out what to do, to me it makes really good sense to go ahead and make some sales, depending on their preference, but make some sales, and then you can buy a September bull call spread at the money with a 50-cent window for, you know, about a dozen cents. So, you know, if it's in commercial storage and I'm paying 3 or 4 cents a month, then, you know, for 3 or 4 months worth of storage, I have a floor under me with a chance to participate in, you know, 35 to 40 cents of upside. So, I think that's a really good way to tackle the old crop bushels, especially in this dead lethargic market.
Well, let's switch over real quick and talk about the livestock markets. We saw some triple-digit gains a couple days here this week in the cattle futures trade, both feeder and live cattle. And now really seeing, especially today, live cattle stuck in a pretty extremely narrow trading range here throughout the day. And it seems to be the overall tone of the market. So it seems like things kind of going along with the grains here today, really quiet on the cattle front, although seeing a few triple-digit losses in nearby hog futures and nearby feeder cattle futures as well. Just if you can give us a rundown of this week, looking cattle first, you know, what did we see? We saw some of those triple-digit gains I mentioned. You know, why did we see some of that?
Well, I think, you know, a lot of people are starting to understand that we've chewed through a lot of these heavier weights. Some of these weights are coming back down now, which, you know, it definitely skewed supply whenever we had such low numbers as far as fats go and low numbers as far as what we've been butchering. You know, the weights kind of skewed that number. And so now that those weights are coming back down, we're starting to understand that, you know what, moving forward, maybe supply is not going to be all that we thought it was. You know, the total cattle inventory a couple weeks ago of 103%, you know, that's 103% of last year, but last year was at a 50-year low on total cattle inventory. So, historically speaking, we're still quite tight. So, you know, that's part of the reason why we saw some strength earlier in the week. And then I just think you're going to get some back and forth, especially going into the weekend, because while it is a little more friendly than what some might assume, it certainly isn't a totally bullish situation.
I'll kind of ask the same question for hogs, at least today, you know, seeing lower prices on many of the cash trade reports. Really just it seems like some pressure there throughout the futures market here has kind of expanded as we've gone through the day. I mentioned some triple-digit losses, you know, the nearby futures market contracts, $1 to $2 lower right now this hour. What's kind of going on in the hog market? What's the overall tone you're seeing?
Well, I do think, you know, obviously hogs were kind of dead in the water for a while, and then we had a good run. You know, and I think at this point we're probably backing off a little bit. Obviously, some guys are probably taking profit on positions, and I think maybe there's a little bit of short covering with some of the people that were speculating on the hog market to go lower and kind of realizing maybe they were pressing the wrong side, you know. And so I think today it's kind of the reverse. You know, you're seeing a few people that are probably, you know, going ahead and selling some of those long positions. But, you know, as far as the pigs go, they had a really good run. I don't really expect near the bullish enthusiasm we've seen, you know, in the last few weeks by any means.
Well, Matt, anything else you could think of going on with the markets here this week or today or maybe looking out here a couple weeks ahead, some short-term views? Anything else you want to add here on KGLO today?
Well, the only thing I'll say is that, you know, we're definitely setting the crop insurance, you know, and obviously for corn, we're looking at probably in the neighborhood of 30 cents under last year. And, you know, for instance, with you know, the 180 to 200 APH, you're looking at $50 an acre less we'll be protecting. So that's probably going to come into play. The other side of that is obviously we're protecting less on soybeans as well. So whenever you look at what it costs to put both crops out, you know, that might come into play for more producers this year maybe what it has, you know, the last couple, 3 years, because let's face it, most of us are a little less liquid than what we were maybe 18 months ago.
Well, Matt, I know you're located over in central Illinois. If any producers want to contact you for some more marketing information, just kind of talk to you, get some different advice, et cetera, what's the best way?
Well, if they go to bennettconsulting.net on the Internet, that's my website. All my contact info is there, and they can learn a little bit about me and what I do. And, you know, that's really the best way to get a hold of me.
Perfect. Well, Matt, I know you're traveling. I thank you for your time here today on KGLO Market Talk for this Friday, and we'll talk again in a couple weeks.
All right. Thank you.
This is your hometown news station, AM 1300 KGLO Mason City. Matt Bennett there with Bennett Consulting. Go to BennettConsulting.net for more info on Matt and all the great stuff that he does over there at Central Illinois. And right now we're at 1243 on KGLO. We'll take a look at the latest market numbers and cash grain prices. Get you caught up on that on the way next.